I'm Sarah Littman. Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Mishle, Proverbs, Chapter 8. Unless stated otherwise, today's study will be based on teachings of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. The word that really leaps off the page in Chapter 8 for its unusual frequency is the word tehom, depths or confusion. It appears 3 times in this chapter, which is 20 times more commonly than it appears in the rest of the book, and 99 times at least more common than in the rest of Tanakh. The only place to begin in understanding the word tehom is at the very beginning. The Torah begins, Bereshis bara Elokim, Eis HaShemayim ve'Eis HaAretz. From the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. V'Haaretz Haisa Sohu Vavohu. And the earth was, sohu, confused, vavohu, and entangled. That word, sohu, is related to our word, tehom. V'choshech al panei sehom. And darkness over the turmoil, over the confusion. Darkness leads to tehom, confusion and turmoil. And this confusion and turmoil are specifically v'haaretz, connected to earth and earthliness. A related word that you may have seen elsewhere is taha, to be astonished, to try and understand or recognize something that is still unknown. The unclear, muddled impression that the condition of things makes upon us, that's tohu, that's tehom. It's a chaotic condition, which gives the impression of everything being mixed up, nothing being consolidated, nothing being stable. It's chaos and the impression that chaos makes upon us. Significantly, v'choshech al panei sehom. Darkness is over this turmoil. The darkness lays on the turmoil. It prevents the light from getting through. It prevents development. It prevents understanding. Thus, the confusion and turmoil are less a description of the condition as it actually is, but more so the impression it makes on us, the confusion we feel when we look at that which appears to be chaos and confusion. The world is a confusing place. It presents us with a lot of variety. On the one hand, we see things withdrawn from existence. We see seeds that grow and blossom and fruit and decay and turn into dust. We see places that are bare, where there's drought. On the other hand, we see plants that grow fully. We see rainforests. We see creation, order, all creatures with their sustenance, the cycle of life. We see areas of consistency and natural law, and we see terrific change, frightening change, here on Earth. In human history, we see change in variety. We see people educated, taught, corrected. We see culture seem to advance. We think finally society is making progress and getting somewhere. And then all of a sudden, we see people as if they've gone wild. There's no supervision. We see war, we see peace, we see abundance, we see scarcity. We see life, we see death. We know that the world has plenty to provide for everyone, and we see whole continents that starve. In our inner life, we see change and variety. Sometimes we feel God's presence so intimately. Sometimes we feel His eye watching us, His voice guiding us, His hand moving us. Sometimes we can't see God anywhere. There's a curtain, there's a veil, there's chaos, and we feel alone and abandoned. We ourselves are inconsistent. Sometimes we're elevated and uplifted and inspired and motivated. And sometimes we feel hopeless and helpless, as if there is no purpose. What cuts through the chaos? Is there any one center point that gives stability to the whole? Is there any one plan that explains this whole process, if it is a process? In that most ultimate of Jewish prayers, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hear, O Israel, our Lord our God, our Lord is one. We lay to heart that there is one God, there is one Creator, there is one plan. And all of this world, with all of its variety and all of history, with all of its changes and inconsistencies, me with my own inconsistencies, all of this comes from one God and one source, is guided by one hand. I don't know where you're taking me, God, but I know it's somewhere good. When I focus Hashem Elokeinu, there is one God. He is personally involved with me. He is our God. Hashem Echad, there is one only God. And from this thought proceeds the security and knowledge that despite the confusion I see, light will break through, development and growth will happen, and I will see as God sees, ki tov, that it is good. In recognizing that confusion and chaos, change and inconsistency are the barriers to understanding, let's take a look at an excerpt from chapter 8 of Mishle and see how Shlomo HaMelech advises dealing with that challenge. Chapter 8 is written in the voice and from the perspective of wisdom personified, calling out for everyone to follow her. Verses 22 to 31. Hashem Kononi Reishis Darko Kedem Mifalav Me'az. Wisdom says, God created me at the beginning of his course, even before the earliest of his works. Me'olam Nisachti Me'rosh Mikadmei Aretz. I have reigned since the distant past, even prior to the origin of the earth. Be'ein Tehomos Cholalti Be'ein Mayonos Nichbade Mayim. There was yet no confused deepness when I was brought forth, no yet springs rich with water. Beterem harim hitba'u lifnei gva'os cholalti. Before the mountains were settled in their foundations, even before the hills I was born. Ad lo asa eretz v'chutzos v'rosh afros tevel. He had not yet made earth and its environs, or the world's first dust and clay. Bahachino shamayim sham ani b'chuko chug al pnei sehom. When he prepared the heavens, there I was, when he etched the globe upon the face of the deep. Be'amtso shchakim mima'al, be'azoz enos tehom. When he strengthened the heavens above and the foundations of the deep gushed forth. Be'shumo layam chuko, umayim lo yavru fiv. When he assigned the sea to its limit so its waters would not transgress his word. Be'chuko moste aretz, when he forged the foundations of the earth. Va'ehye etzlo amon. I stayed with him consistently. Ve'heye shashuim yom yom, a source of delight each and every day. Misacheches lefanov bechol eis, rejoicing with him at all times. Misacheches besevel artzo, rejoicing in his inhabited world. Ve'shashue es b'nei adam, finding delight with mankind. Torah, wisdom, calls out to all people and says, let me help you through the darkness. Let me help you see that although things change and have changed and will change, there is an underlying pattern and consistency. There is stability. There is one God who has planned it all. How does Torah teach us this? In two ways. First of all, says Torah, I've seen it all. I've been there from the beginning. I've been there from before the beginning. As our sages teach, even before the creation of the world, was the composition of Torah. Bereshis bara Elokim, eis hashomayim ve'eis haaretz. The heavens, yet before the earth. The light is there. It may be hidden, but the Torah has seen it all. The cure is light, is Torah, is wisdom, insight, knowledge. Vayomer Elokim yehi or, and God said, let there be light. Wisdom and Torah predate everything on earth. It is not a heritage of a privileged class. It is not a secret subject that only the elite can pursue. You don't need to know the secret password to learn the wisdom of Torah. Torah relates to all parts of life and all people in it. It illuminates us inside and outside. It makes sense of the world. It helps guide us through it. Torah is here for everyone, and it is calling out to us, join me, study with me. My doors are open to you. My hands are open to you. You don't have to walk in darkness. There is light. Come and claim it. Thank you for learning together with me. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.